Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan, the home of America's team, where about 2 hours ago, we got the word that WIP in Philadelphia couldn't keep our radio station's names out of their mouth. So Angelo Cataldi and the morning team that we were making fun of yesterday, after a little song that they decided to create and put out there, started talking about us again. Roy started recording. He's been going through it. Take it away, Roy.
So we had a couple of clips from Angelo Cataldi this morning. Obviously, they were focusing on our audio yesterday, the conversation with Jerry Jones, playing some of that audio. They basically ran our whole show back from yesterday, and it started with Dak Prescott. They were giving Dak a hard time about how to eat real Italian food and saying that Dak using ranch dressing with spaghetti sauce is not getting the trick done. RJ, it's in his folder, by the way. It's in the folder under Cataldi. Anyway, so they were making fun of Dak Prescott, talking about how the ranch dressing was obviously not an Italian food, and that's kind of where they started things off. And then they got into the name of our afternoon program. Obviously, it was Ben and Skin talking to Dak Prescott. So they decided to start their little series of comedy by attacking the Ben and Skin show. And we'll have that audio here for you in just a second. The callers that call in, and it's unbelievable. I swear, I think they have drunk callers calling in their show at 8 a.m.
So they tried to put up a Twitter poll earlier. Is it Dak or is it Wentz? Who's the better quarterback? So we just decided to tweet it out to blow it up a little bit. And so many Cowboy fans responded that they removed the poll and they took it down. So now they put up another one. What's more intelligent, you know, a box of rocks or 105 through the Fan host? But they took their poll down.
They did their poll down. We blew their poll up, which is cool. And I got to be honest, that was a clever retort on their part. Okay, it's every, you know, blind squirrel finds the acorn every now and then. But for the most part, these are guys who have a massive inferiority complex. You are 8-1. Your team is 8-1. Yet your entire show on a Wednesday is all about this radio station and the Dallas Cowboys and Cowboy fans. And that's just embarrassing. That's just embarrassing for them.
So, as we said, they started things off by talking about how Angelo Cataldi was not impressed by our series of jokes about him.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Jake, but I don't like being attacked for my ethnicity, and I don't like what they're saying about this game Sunday. I want to win it so bad now, I'm telling you, this is like a big deal to me.
Oh, I don't blame you. I mean, if they're that much of a loser that they're going to make fun of you and not talk about the game, come on now.
I'll tell you something funny, Jake. You know, I've got some weaknesses in my life. There's plenty you could get me for. Conklin's got me for years in a witty fashion. These guys are so lazy, they never went past the name. And they just attacked me for being Italian. How is that a smart thing? That's not smart.
All right. So he starts with that. He obviously heard some of your rendition chop. And they played some of our audio from yesterday, including one Troy Hughes.
You know, by the way, this is so pathetic that you have to sit here and cry tear. Oh, my ethnicity.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're going after my family background, especially a guy named Ralph James Choppy.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of looking up to kind of figure out. You know, Angela and I got a lot of things in common. We both bleed, you know, bolognese.
Yeah.
We both do. So it's cool.
So that was where they started. Then they got into the Ben and Skin show, the afternoon show. Just a quick aside, as they played some of the audio from Dak Prescott's interview yesterday with the Ben and Skin show, and he wanted to take a shot at co-host Skin Wade.
Dak Prescott was on with them, all right? And Dak Prescott revealed, I am making none of this up. Really, you found this, right? You got this information?
Yes.
He revealed on Tuesday on the Ben and Skin show. They're making fun of me.
What the hell?
What game? Really? What game is Skin? Skin? Anyway.
So that's it? That's their retort on Skin?
They're going after Skin for his name, but it didn't stop
that
there.
That's actually fair. It is a dumb name.
I didn't understand it at first. I had no idea.
I wonder when Skin is talking to all these NBA people. Like, he's going up to Derek Harper for the first time, and he's like, hey, I'm Skin. And Derek's like, what? Like, Greg Buckner. Like, hey, my name's Skin.
Yeah, like, just Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jeff Skinway. Jeff Skin.
Point for Angelo there. Skin.
So remember the audio we played for you yesterday? It was from a comedian they have on the show periodically named Jim Conklin. Pretty funny dude. I heard him a little bit. He had some good lines. But the song yesterday was not good. And we criticized it a little bit. You heard us criticizing it here on the air. They took that audio, and now they want to fire shots at me because of it.
They heard the song, and then they attacked you. Listen.
But Roy, you are our you're our music guy here. What's your evaluation of that?
Terrible. Okay. It's awful. It's slow. It's boring. The lyrics were crap. Was terrible.
Who's their music guy? I would like to hear their music guy stuff.
You don't want that.
You don't want any part of that, man.
You don't want any part of that right there.
There's four people in this room. That have better music. I mean, we could play Sean's singing.
Not me.
I can't drive 55 and it's better.
Yes.
Hey.
But we'll send him something.
Ben Skin's got a ton of songs. Ben has a ton of songs. I'm sure that we could send him as well. I'd be happy to send him some of my catalog as well. But they went on a recon mission. They thought the attack on their music, man, was so bad. They had to come back at me, and they kind of reminded me I should probably update my Twitter profile bio.
I found Roy's bio, by the way. The music guy, Roy, the bio, his bio says that he considers himself a veteran gamer. All right, hold on. Expert.
It's called nerd. Yeah.
Hold on. Expert.
Right.
Fantasy sport player.
Wow.
We shouldn't mess with this guy.
From Dallas. Wow. That's a lot of good stuff there.
I give him a point.
And you make it fun of my kind of a nerdy bio. Yeah.
I'm a nerd, and that is when you read it like that, when I hear you read it aloud.
It didn't click while you were typing it.
It seems a little nerdy. But again, we go back to how they're very upset about the fact that we attacked their quote-unquote Italian heritage.
Way to go, RJ.
And Angelo Cataldi was extremely upset with this job because he doesn't believe you have the right to make fun of Italian Americans.
Sure will. The legend, the great Dom Herrera, defending Italianism in America today. You can't do ethnic stuff now, Mark. Why you can't do it?
There goes Dom's act.
He can do it. He's Italian.
He's done
dopes
shows
are
in
not
Ireland.
Italian. You can't do that.
RJ!
Oh, man. This is just cutting to the core. Do you want me to take my pants off? No. This is WIP Radio in Philadelphia this morning, spying on him.
He was obviously very upset that you were taking shots at him while not being Italian, RJ, because you're not entitled to make ethnic jokes unless you are the ethnicity you're joking about. So he decided to go on one last long rant about Italian Americans. And Sean, I think this is a message that you were alerted to on your Twitter earlier this morning.
Dallas Radio, 105.3, The Fan. Mm-hmm. Listen to these morons.
Okay, so while you guys are out, I decided to eavesdrop on WIP in Philadelphia this morning to listen to Angelo Cataldi.
Oh,
hey! Oh, my Italians lost last night. They're not going to the World Cup.
I'm offended. And apparently they have sent out now a tweet saying that we're a little butthurt with us this morning. I know you people are stupid and drunk, but what I would like to say to you that's important is that, nowadays we don't stereotype ethnic groups. You don't know anything about me, even though I have 28 years of work in radio here in WIP.
Congrats.
One of the very first sports talk show hosts in America in this format.
Wow.
And all you got is my name, you lazy, stupid hillbillies. All right? Why don't you come over here for that last game and we'll celebrate Christmas with my fist up your ass.
Whoa!
Can that help you at all, pal?
What are you doing?
Is that FCC okay?
Oh my gosh.
Is that all right? Did you have to dump that?
I didn't do anything.
Wow.
Okay, so hold on. So don't make fun of him being Italian.
because it's offensive.
Yeah.
But he can talk about drunk people and hillbillies.
I know.
Right. That's okay.
It's not offensive.
That's clever.
Not offensive to people that are suffering through alcoholism.
And it's not your name. It's not just your name, no. Angelo. It's your accent that you sound like you're taking shots of ragu in the middle of commercial breaks.
It's a satirical representation of who we think you are.
Yeah, he is a caricature.
Yeah.
Like, he is.
You're no different, Angelo, and I know you guys are recording. You have nothing else to talk about. You're no different from Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith. You just got an Italian accent. Let's just yell, 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 look like I'm upset about everything. Oh, my gosh, can you believe it? You're a dramatic caricature. You're a clown. No one gives a crap that you were there first. Big whoop. Well, so what, you were the first to yell and take calls for 5 hours every single day? Congratulations on your macaroni award. Is it macaroni or Marconi?
Marconi. Wow,
he could say it because I'm here. I'm the buffer zone for
that. Oh, okay, you
I'm
are.
Holding hands with Chop while saying it. That makes us connected.
You're the beefaroni zone.
I'm the beefaroni buffer zone.
The two hilarious parts about this, I listened to their show last year when the Cowboys played them, before and after. A, they have never been as giddy as they are upcoming to this weekend, and B, what are you going after? What are you celebrating? To them, this is their Super Bowl weekend, and Cataldi basically admitted that fact. Troy, there's a cut in there, if you'll look for it on the clip, there's a cut in there about Cataldi saying that for Eagles fans, a win this weekend would be like Christmas come early.
Of course.
For them, a win against the Cowboys, it basically is enough to celebrate their entire season.
Astros World Series or Eagles Super Bowl? If you could go back and Houston didn't win it.
Oh, I would rather have an Astros World Series any day of the week.
Really?
Over an Eagles Super Bowl.
Why?
Because the Eagles Super Bowl, you can't, first of all, the Astros don't really have fans. Let's be real about that. They don't really have fans. They have people who live there, but they're not really generations and generations of fans. They're like 22 years old. The Philadelphia fans, at the very least, they've got like 90 years of football in them. They at least have a history. They at least have fans that are grandparents and great-grandparents. The Astros, they like just came into the league like a year ago.
Yeah.
So, like, I could deal with that.
The Philly fans are so... The only reason you would say no to the Astros title is just because they're next door. Mm-hmm. But the Philly fans, like, I just want them to continue to be so miserable.
Because you would have...
No
here's
different from Boston before the Red Sox broke through.
You would have... I know, right? The Boston was insufferable right after they broke through. Philly fans have a Napoleon complex as it is.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? And then you give them something to have in their pocket?
Yes.
Oh, no, that'd be miserable.
This is WIP Philly Radio, Roy spying on them, talking about us nonstop throughout their entire show today.
Just in case, though, Sean, you thought I was going to be the only one to have shots taken at me. I don't think that was the case. They went after Skin. They went after myself. But then they did what they, I guess, call a bit, where they call out to a bar in Kensington, Philadelphia. Now, I looked up the city of Kensington. Apparently, it's like a shanty town now. It's completely run down. And that is where they are saying...
ice fish over there?
They are calling... ice fish. They are calling their Cowboys bar in Kensington, in Philly, the dirtiest part of the city, to check in with their bar manager. And guess who he sounds like? Sean Sharif.
Let's head over to Chip Snapper's Tap Room. In Kensington. Hi, Jeff.
Dallas is done, Ange. It's all over. They're terrible. You can tell the Cowboy fans around here are already jumping off the bandwagon because we're starting to see a lot of homeless guys wearing Cowboys jackets.
That's how you can tell, right? There aren't many Cowboy fans in Kensington.
But spirited down here this week. We had a group on one corner chanting, Dallas sucks! And the girls were on the other corner chanting, so do we!
Oh, my God. They have some hookers on the streets in Kensington.
By the way, their cockroaches here at the tap room are offended because people are referring to them as Dallas Cowboy fans, and they're not.
They're not.
They're just cockroaches.
It's a different cockroach.
I don't even know what that means.
So that was a bit.
It went on for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, and first of all, I'm not laughing at that. The fact that Sean's of Middle Eastern descent.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that he would say something like that, that's just so offensive.
That's
so offensive.
Was that supposed to be me?
I think that was supposed to be you. So offended by that.
If this Are these guys, are they highly rated over there? I'm asking honestly.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Their
I know
cholesterol
like,
is.
You know, they're they've been like there for obviously forever.
I would like to, if this radio is top rated, I would like to put in a request to be transferred.
No, you don't want to. No, you
for
don't
to, 2 years.
You don't want to do that.
So I can live in the biggest house in that dump and live the lavish life that I should be living if that is number one type radio, whatever the ratings are. I don't know who it is.
You don't want to go there.
Please let me transfer.
Because you can't buy a case of beer in Pennsylvania.
What do you mean? Yingling.
Well, you can't. You got to only buy it at 6 and a 12.
What?
Yeah. You got to go to only special distributors.
You can't get a 30-pack?
You can't. Not at a grocery store. You got to go to a special distributor.
I can't get a 24-pack.
No. You got to get a special.
18.
Nope. 12. Special distributor. You can buy 40 ounces.
Yeah.
Buy a bunch of them. Buy as many as you want.
Yeah.
Buy 6 or 12.
Okay.
But you can't buy. It's blue laws, man. It's terrible.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.